On our tour of Radio 1, we're even further into the damp. We have come below. I think the tube is now above us. We're with Phil Lawton, and we're in the vaults of the Radio 1 archives. Phil, it's nice to see you. I haven't seen you for about 6 months. How are you doing, and what the hell is down here?
Down here, we've got it's split into two parts. We've got music tapes and speech tapes. Music tapes consist of sessions, and we've got over 2,500 different groups down here, all doing various sessions. Lots of concerts inside and outside venues, such as last year had the Summer in Excess concert. This year is the Norwich Sound City, so lots of festivals, Donington, Reading, things like that. And also live performances from various programmes, such as Mark Goodyear has live people in, or the old Saturday sequence, Johnny Walker programmes.
Presumably all of this is part of our rock music heritage and must be looked after. How many hours a day do you work down here?
I'm down here 8 hours a day. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, there's just so much material coming in all the time. I mean, for example, I had a producer recently clearing out his office, and he brought me down two great big bin loads of tapes. It had stuff from 1972 from the Lincoln Festival, which I happened to be there. And there were interviews with Slade, Beach Boys, Lindisfarne. Absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's just a real treasure trove.
You think it's important to keep all of this stuff?
Oh, it's essential.
Well, before Tommy Vance talks us through a Radio 1 archives montage, in your view, what's the rarest item in sounds that you have here? What is your most treasured piece of archive?
Well, my most treasured personally is the John Lennon interview from 1980 with Andy Peebles.
Andy Peebles, yeah.
I mean, that is just absolutely brilliant. Every time you listen to it, especially if you like the Beatles or John Lennon, sort of brings the tears to the eye, especially with him talking about New York being a safe place. You know, hours later, he was dead. So that's extremely valuable, I think.
I can go right out this door now and go in a restaurant. You want to know how great that is? Mm-hmm. Or go to the movies? I mean, people will come up and ask for autograph or say hi, but they won't bug you, you know?